Zymphony is a project we began in 2011, which was partly to establish whether there was a model in allowing what we call cloud applications and carrying voice over the internet. Part of the challenge was the fact that Zimbabwe is so far away, and we were concerned with the quality of voice level, the service delivery. But we wanted to start somewhere, as you are well aware that the market here in the US responds very well to WhatsApp, Viber, Skype. We wanted a model that could easily be in the palm of your hand, that every Zimbabwean could use to connect to anyone anyway at the lowest rate possible. So that's where Zymphone began. It started off as merely as a fact-finding mission to understand whether cloud applications could be used to deliver voice to Zimbabwe in an extended fashion.
So now, if somebody wants to phone, let's say, Zimbabwe, how do you do it using Zymphone?
Right now, Zymphone exists at zymphone.com. That's an online website. You create your account. You simply then download an application, which is the one that talks to our switching equipment that is in Zimbabwe, and we allow you to connect as if you're local. In essence, you're actually making a local call. We are the cheapest by far. We charge only 15 cents a minute as compared to incumbents like Skype that would charge you 43, 49 cents. So no one does what we do. We have very good technologies that we have developed in-house for the last 3 years. So we're not new.
So what type of gadget does somebody need, or maybe a number or something like that, to call Zim?
What differentiates us from everybody else is that we allow you to use any phone. You can bring a smartphone. When you have a smartphone, we allow you to download a free application on any Android-powered device or an Apple type of a device. It could be an iPad, it could be an iPhone. Once you have that, we assign you a local Zimbabwean number which terminates or connects directly to the Zimbabwe network, thereby giving you a local to local interface with your friends and loved ones.
So at the end of the day, how much can it cost me to actually make a phone to Zimbabwe from, let's say, Washington?
Right now, to call someone within, I would say, the Econet network, for instance, is about 20 to 25 cents in Zimbabwe when calling each other. With Zymphone, you're only paying 15 cents a minute. So it's actually cheaper from outside to call in Zimbabwe. Can you believe it? Absolutely not. But that's how we do it.
Mm. So now, how many workers do we have? And do we have any branches in, let's say, Africa?
We are a startup. We strongly believe in doing a lot of developmental work. As a startup, we are not that well funded. Our budgets are very thin. But we do have a few employees. We have three call center agents that work for us. They are based in South Africa, and we have about two people here in the U.S. So typically, it's a very small team that wears many hats. Most of us have to do a lot of things, from web design to program, building, as well as actually getting into the business development side of things.
Now, there's this Click Dial. You know, what is this all about?
Click Dial is an evolution. It takes off where Zymphone stops. Essentially, with Zymphone, as I said in the beginning, it was a fact-finding project to establish whether there was a business model to use the newer cloud model to deliver voice services. So ClickDAO comes in to embrace all communities. We are no longer just about Zimbabwe, but we are about everyone else. We compete directly with Skype, we compete directly with Google, but we do it better because we understand each and every community. What ClickDAO does is do two things very well. Understand that you want to call your loved ones when it really matters. You want to call them at the lowest possible rate and connect to them freely. But the most important thing that we also do is we know that each and every one of us has to constantly take care of people at home by sending money. We are now partnering with EcoCash. We're now partnering with, you know, M-Pesa that you are probably familiar with. And those are mobile wallets. Now, ClickDAO will allow all our subscribers to send money to any mobile phone in Zimbabwe and also send money to any mobile phone in the world. And this is all being done at the palm of your hand. We do this for communities because no one cares about communities more than we do.
So how many communities are we talking about here?
We are talking about multi-ethnic communities. We're mostly focusing on communities in Africa, but we have special relationships that we've created with South Africa, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, in Egypt. However, our goal is to constantly get great partners in each market so we can terminate directly and connect directly everybody through local based numbers.
Thank you very much. So the last question could be, how many countries are you operating in and how many employees do you have?
With ClickDAO, it's best, since it's based on the similar model as Zimfone, but you know, focusing on a bigger scale, what we're looking for is to actually hire employees as we go. We're actually going through a funding exercise that will allow us to, you know, get, you know, more hands-on in terms of customer support, in terms of technology and development. But right now, the staff complement is still 5, which is the same folks that were involved with Zimfone. But the idea is to, you know, with the funding exercise, you know, have more presence in South Africa, have more presence in Zimbabwe, and have more presence in Nigeria, which is far the biggest market in Africa.